Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. We got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people listening. Not people, stations. All over the place. So if you're listening in San Diego, congratulations. If you're listening in Austin, congratulations. You're listening in Miami, good for you. Creighton, I'm still trying to understand how to, well, I know why. How is Creighton in the Big East? Like, what? These divisions and conferences, this crap doesn't make, well, whatever makes money. So if you're in Omaha, then good for you too, okay? Anyway, the Elite Eight is set, folks. It's done. The final set of games, they're cooked. Well, a couple of teams are cooked. Alabama is cooked. Houston is cooked. Princeton is cooked. And so is Xavier. Texas beats Xavier 83-71. Creighton beats Princeton 86-75. Miami, they beat Houston 89-75. And in San Diego State, they beat Alabama 71-64. We got four games over the weekend. After these four games, by the time we arrive to Sunday night, we're going to know who's going to Houston for the Final Four. It won't be Houston. It will not be those Cougars. They're going to watch like everybody else. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. We're just having a good old time. I'll be here with you for one more hour. We've had a busy night. We've had a busy two nights. We've had a busy just 2 weeks. March Madness, folks. If you missed a minute of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. And one of our first callers of the night happened to be the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, Jim Larrañaga. Jim Larrañaga came on through after beating Houston 89-75, and the first thing he did, well, not here on the air, but he was showing off his dance moves. I was watching a game here in the studio, and after the game, he's over there dancing in the locker room. And when Coach joined us, I said, "Hey, Coach Larrañaga, what the hell were you doing, the electric slide?"
I don't know what it's called. Just my players enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I got those guys cheering for me and then dancing with me. And that's what March Madness is all about. It's a big dance.
It's a big dance. Big dance. He's going... He's going to try to dance all over Texas. I asked him about his defense because, quite frankly, Miami, he put the clamps on Houston.
Was they really good at forcing turnovers and scoring in the open court? The second is they're a tremendous rebounding team at both ends. So we just told our players we needed to pack it in the paint. They'd make some threes. They were 7-17 in the first half. But they ended up 9-31, only 29%. But our two-point shooting defense had to be excellent, and it was.
Yeah, it was excellent. And now Miami moving on, going to its second straight Elite Eight. Tonight they were led by Nigel Pack, had 26 points and 7 threes. Isaiah Wong had 20 points. Miami shot 51% from the field. They held Houston to 37%. So no Final Four at home for Houston. My apologies to all my folks listening down in the loop or around the loop on 610 all over the damn place in Houston, Texas. It's the first time in 3 years no Elite Eight for the Houston Cougars. But Miami, they're moving on to take Texas or to take on Texas. That'll be Sunday. And I'll tell you again, Texas beat Xavier 83-71. The game that a lot of people were extremely hyped about tonight, San Diego State. They beat Alabama. Alabama ranked number one. There are no number one teams here anymore. The Cougars are gone. Alabama is done. And San Diego State, they abused Alabama. There's no other way to say it. They forced 14 turnovers. They blocked 8 shots. Brandon Miller had a garbage night, 3 of 19 shooting. 3 of 19. How? At some point, I'm like, I'm going to stop shooting. I'm just going to go to the basket. Alabama shot 32% from the field. And you got to give credit to San Diego State as well. They were trailing in the second half of the game. They were down 48-39, give or take. And then San Diego State went on a 12-0 run. Pretty crazy. But, of course, you can play defense. You got to put some points up on the board. And so we spoke to an Aztec. Darion Trammell called us up. He had 21 points tonight. And I asked him, I said, hey, man, what are y'all doing out there? We know it's all about defense. What else is Coach Dutcher telling y'all need to do? This is what he told me.
Definitely defense and rebounding. I mean, that's something that, like I said, when I got recruited here, that's something that I had to do, defend at a high level, and that's something that he hangs his hat on. And, I mean, that just trickles on down to the entire roster, our entire coaching staff. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing for us right now is just letting our defense carry us to wins.
Yeah. Now, I had so many people call up from San Diego. I asked him to also leave a message for all the Aztec fans. If you didn't hear the interview earlier on in the show, this is his message. So if you like the Aztecs, listen to this.
It's been a long road for San Diego State. We appreciate all of you through the ups and downs. And, I mean, right now, I ask you guys to stay with us and keep supporting us. And we'll keep playing hard for you and make sure we keep winning games one by one at a time. So we definitely appreciate you all.
Oh, we're all set now, folks. The Elite Eight, we get kicked off tomorrow. Florida Atlantic, yeah, I said that right. Florida Atlantic in the Elite Eight taking on Kansas State. The second game for tomorrow, you got Utah, what am I talking about? You got UConn and Gonzaga. And then on Sunday, to wrap things up, Creighton will take on San Diego State. And then we'll have Miami and Jim Larrañaga taking on Texas. What a busy, busy day. Congratulations, Coach Rodney Terry, helping the Longhorns try to go back to the Final Four. They've been a three of them. It's been a long time. Congratulations on that end. And we've had some other updates. I want to tell you about this in the NBA. I'm still trying to get this. I know the answer. The Dallas Mavericks, they lost tonight. They are no longer in the play-in tournament. The Dallas Mavericks, they went down to, of all teams, the Charlotte Hornets. You heard me correctly. If you think about Kyrie Irving, he's playing with a busted-up foot. Kyrie Irving did not have the best of shooting nights. 18 points, 6 of 16. Luka Doncic had 34 points, and the Dallas Mavericks aren't even in the play-in right now as they sit in 11th place. The Los Angeles Lakers, They won. They beat the Thunder 116-111. Everybody's favorite walking injury, Anthony Davis. He had 37 points, 16 rebounds, and he had a steal and an assist. And so he was 15-21. So Anthony Davis was on fire tonight, only took 1 3. And I guess this means his next game he'll have like 2 points and a sprained ankle. Anyway, is Shep, am I missing anything else in the NBA? Did anybody do anything stupid yet? No? Probably not.
I mean, the Grizzlies they're playing like a team on a mission right now,
oh my
JR.
God.
I mean, 80-something points in the first half?
The Grizzlies beat the Rockets 151-114. Ja Morant in his second game, which he came off the bench, he played 19 minutes and had 18 points. He's actually going to be here in Atlanta on Sunday. Let's see what he does here in Atlanta. They're going to chant something nasty at him. Already know it. I'm waiting on it.
Oh, and Clever might you add, too.
Fans here, the group here is brutal. I don't even – what creatively can they chant at this guy? Hey, if you're listening here in Atlanta and you are a part of the what do they call them, the six-man group or something, call me up. What you going to chant at John Morant? I want to know. Give me a preview. The other day, some guy went to the free throw line and they said, "Who are you? Who are you?" Oh, man. They're brutal. Oh, the Warriors won. The Warriors beat the 76ers 120-112. There's just so much basketball on, man. I can't keep up with all of this.
Well, Jay, all you got to say is the Warriors played at home. And if you make that clear, it's an assumption, a very safe one at that, the Warriors win. Because they can't lose at home, and they can't win on the road.
How many road – do they have 5 road wins yet?
They honestly, without even looking, they might have 5 or 6. They probably have, beside from the Rockets and the Spurs, which are G League teams, let's just be real about that this year. What they've done this year, they're G League worthy. The Warriors got to be the third worst road record in the West, and they probably have the second or third best home record in the West.
Oh, yeah. They make no sense.
Grizzlies probably have the best home. Grizzlies do not lose at home.
Yeah. Yep. I can't wait. I don't care about it. I just want to see what Ja Morant gets yelled. What they yell at Ja Morant. That's what I'm waiting on.
No interest in Dillon Brooks versus Draymond in the playoffs at some point?
Oh, my God. I'm here for anybody versus Dillon Brooks.
Gotcha.
Like, I'm ready for somebody to just lay – I need Dillon Brooks to – he's not going to do it. See, these guys know whose buttons to push and who not to push. And the fact is – we don't have too many NBA players who are, the league is so young. There are no NBA players ready to punch a guy in the mouth. Like, these guys are gone.
I'm trying to think. So
nobody.
UD's on his way out. He would knuckle up if
Done.
He had to, right?
Done.
Right. He's going to be 43 soon.
Where's the MMA fighter Johnson? Where's he at? Is he in the league?
Serge Ibaka's still in the league. You know,
he's gotten the team.
Serge is not on the team anymore.
He's not on the team.
He was in the NBA this season.
He was. And
right.
He got traded and released. There's
really? But a team's going to pick him up, though. Because he's not, listen, he's not Kemba. He's not Isaiah Thomas. He's not John Wall. He still gives you size. If Mason Plumlee can be a rotational player for the Clippers, Serge Ibaka can still play in the NBA.
I can connect you with his agent if you want to help. But
happy to.
The fact is, he's not on the team right now.
Okay, he's not going to subject us to more of the reality cooking shows, will he?
Relax.
Okay.
He'll punch you in the mouth, not you specifically.
Right.
Serge Ibaka will punch a guy in the mouth.
If that's the point, though.
But there's nobody to punch Dillon Brooks in the mouth.
I think Brooke Lopez would fight.
Yeah, but he'd have to get pushed.
Okay.
There's nobody in the league like that anymore.
Well, you do know, and I'm not trying to be funny when I say this, there is somebody who visibly will literally punch someone and knock someone out. Unfortunately, it was his own teammate. So we know he'll do it.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Draymond?
Yes.
See, but he needed to be pushed by his own teammate every day for 2-3 years.
Well, he was pissed that Jordan Poole was coming up on a contract extension and it would eventually get what was coming, which Draymond believed should have been his.
Nobody likes him, though. Like, Steph Curry doesn't even seem to like Jordan Poole.
Yeah, there's some truth to that.
Yeah, nobody likes him. he was having a good old time. I saw him last week here in Atlanta. He was in the tunnel. I was in the tunnel where they were hanging out, and he was hanging out with Kevon Looney.
Okay.
So
someone who everyone likes, by the way.
Yeah, he got one friend.
Yeah, but he might be him, Bismack Biyombo. Those two guys.
Oh, Bismack
might
punch.
Be the most likable, and oh. Well, it's for, no, they might be the most likable players in the league.
Likeable?
Yep, Jeff Green's up there too. In terms of just overall, everybody likes them, 100%. Drew Holiday is on that list too.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure we could think of more. Well, maybe one of these dudes will punch Dylan Brooks. That guy is just. Well, it's good for him. We're talking about him, right?
That's what he wants.
What other reason? We ain't going to talk about him for basketball reasons.
Yeah, can't make it past the second round, but he seems to think that they're the real rival to the Golden State Warriors in the NBA. So.
The Grizzlies have turned into a team that you can't like. Anyway, let's talk about a team that you might like. I told you that Texas is moving on. They just beat Xavier 83-71. They had their share of issues over the past year. If you have to think about coaches, Chris Beard. Let's just be real. He got the boot after his domestic issue. And then so you now have a new head coach in Rodney Terry who takes over. And after the whooping, Rodney Terry, he spoke and he said, listen, we just beat Xavier. He said, yeah, it took some work. We had to go out there and get the job done.
Played against a really good Xavier offensive team that really pushes the ball hard in transition and makes you really have to guard on offense. They play with great pace of play. A lot of respect for Sean Miller as a coach in his program. But again, proud of my guys on how they came out and really put their will on this game from start to finish. It was a really good team win for us tonight.
Yeah, good for him. Well, we talked about this with Coach Larrañaga. I said, hey, man, what's next? And Rodney Terry addressed that with the media, and he says, I got a lot of respect for Coach Larrañaga and the Hurricanes. Listen to this.
That's a great team over there. Their guard play's really good. They share the basketball really well in terms of passing the basketball. Their interior players play really well today against a really physical Houston team. But nothing but respect for Coach Larrañaga and what he's been able to do over the course of his career. His teams just win. So we know we'll have our hands full with the really good Miami Ball Club.
Yeah, well, when Coach Larrañaga spoke to us earlier on in the show, one of the questions I asked him was, based on what we saw tonight, what the hell are you planning against your future opponent? At that point, Texas had not won yet, but this is what Coach Larrañaga told us on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, what you saw tonight is what we envisioned before the season ever started. And even at one of the timeouts, I just told Coach Courtney, my associate head coach, hey, we just got to keep scoring. Because their defense is good, but if we can keep scoring, it's hard for them to catch us because we had a little bit of a lead. And then when they did cut the lead to 2, I called a timeout and told them that, hey, Houston picked up the tempo. We need to do the same thing.
Yeah. I guess they're going to push tempo over the weekend against Texas as well. 855-212-4CBS. Evan is here from San Diego. What's up, Evan?
What's going on, JR? How you doing?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind? I think I know.
Man, I've called over the years. It's taken hours and hours. I've hung up. Tonight I got right through, man. But you and Shep are awesome, man. First off, I just want to say you do an amazing show, and I want to talk sports, so I could praise you all night. But just know I think the world of you and your show, my guy.
Well, thank you so much for the kind words. What's up?
Well, I mean, we got to go Aztecs. I mean, you got me thinking pro basketball now with the little segment recently. Lakers are finally at 500. You got to like that. Mavs lose to the Hornets. I don't know. They should be kicked out of the playoff race just for that loss. But the Aztecs, I mean, let's talk Aztecs. What do you want to know about this San Diego State team that plays, you know, 9 players that play 14 or more minutes, that only has one player that scores 20 points? Everybody else is between 8 and 14. Their senior star, Matt Bradley, doesn't show up for 35 minutes. The rest of the team carries them. They get down 11 to one of the best teams in the country. They outscore them 32-16, a team that everyone said can't play offense, can't score. 32-16, the last 11 minutes of the game, blocking shots left and right, knocking down free throws, which we see, man, these college kids. turnovers and free throws at the end of the game. Aztecs don't do that.
Well,
I'm excited, man.
I think based on what we saw tonight, if they're doing this against Alabama, unless there's a letdown in the next game, I'm going to look for them to handle Creighton. I could be wrong, but that's what I'd go for.
You know, I'm a big KenPom ranking guy with college basketball. Uh-oh. Not just that. You got to look at the way teams are playing at that time. So, you know, rankings don't always matter, because we see a team like Miami, they're the 100 and something ranked defense, and they're going to the Elite Eight. So, no hate. But Creighton is a team that plays defense and offense. I mean, they are pretty much top 20 in efficiency on both sides of the ball. So they deserve to be there too. You know, not many people know that. Florida Atlantic, they're top 30 on both sides of the ball in offense and defense efficiency. There's a reason that some of these teams are there. And the guy that called about not wanting to watch, first off, he said he would still watch. Second of all,
no, he said he's going to watch maybe Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, I love you, JR. You're so good, man, at navigating the conversation and pulling things out of people. And it just, that was hilarious of a segment. And then him to say that he's probably going to watch the game anyway. But if it is, obviously they're on the same side. But give me that game. Give me two teams that play offense, play defense. Well, they're exciting.
Well, let's dial it back here. Do you think San Diego State is going to beat Creighton? Or you think Creighton are going to beat them?
No, I think San Diego State's going to win that game.
Oh, so you're thinking the same thing? Are you telling me about all these advanced KenPom statistics and – like you think
I only
the same
mentioned in that they are so people would know that Creighton is a team or Florida Atlantic, that there's a reason these teams are there, because they do both things well. And a lot of teams that you expected to be there, not you, but people that we all picked in our brackets, you go look at some of these things, they do one well or not the other well, right, or neither one very well, but have somehow, you know, found a way to get lucky. But the teams that do it well, most of them find a way to make their way towards the end. And when you look at all the teams left, the majority are in the top 20.
Yeah,
and over the last 20 years, every national champion has been top 21 in offense and top 37 in defense outside of the Kemba Walker run, which was just insane. But that UConn team was still pretty good.
Yeah, well, so also when Kemba Walker had decent knees. Hey, Evan, I got to go to commercial, man. I appreciate you. Call back on Monday, all right?
All right, man. Thank you, guys.
I thank you so much, Evan, for calling from San Diego. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I've been telling you about it, but we're going to do it on the other side. Not it, but we're gonna share a funny clip from Charles Barkley. Hey, quite a few people he does not like, and it's his way to try to improve or not improve college basketball. You hear from Barkley on the other end. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, y'all, what's going on, big bro? Truck driver, man. I've been listening to you for a few months now. Respect what you do. Like it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, shout out to all the truck drivers. It's better than them damn repo men. It's Chris from Detroit, right, Chef? I think Chris. I should think that's his name. Shout outs to... Nah, don't, no shout outs to Chris out here repossessing cars. Anyway, what's going on? Oh, the Lakers won a game, 116-111. The Lakers have actually moved into eighth place. So, like, the Mavericks are in 11th. The Lakers are in eighth place. LeBron James, I feel like the past few games, he's been wearing shades inside. I don't get it. I understand the style of it, but, like, I wear shades when I'm outside, not inside, because there's no sun. Guess I'm not that cool. Besides that, speaking of cool, Charles Barkley. Is Charles Barkley? He's cool, right, Charles Barkley?
He's as cool as they get.
Is he? Anyway, Charles Barkley kind of sort of went viral for some comments that he made about name, image, and likeness. As I'm sure, well, you probably don't know, but the NCAA... they got a new president, Mark Emmert. He's gone. Like, he abandoned ship. He's like, I ain't sticking around for this. He's like, the players getting paid now, I'm out of here. And so the new president, his name is Charlie Baker. He just took over at the beginning of March. And Charlie Baker, for all of our listeners in Massachusetts, you probably know who the hell he is. He's the former governor of Massachusetts. And as a part of CBS's coverage of the tournament, you know, you got Charles Barkley and Clark Kellogg, and they're sitting up on the studio on the set talking about God knows what. And they had an interview, a pre-recorded interview, with Governor Charlie Baker. And one of his points to try to organize name, image, and likeness is to actually have the government pass laws and regulate it as opposed to the NCAA doing it itself. I mean, there's some ironies there. They should have regulated this and allowed the players to make money years ago and done it in an organized fashion. And then when it was allowed for them to do so, they pretty much just said, all right, yo, handle it. You got it. We won't get involved. And so it is a gigantic mess. And he wants to have it regulated by the government. He wants to have legislators go out and pass laws to help organize this. And Charles Barkley was like, hey, the last thing that we need are politicians making up rules and laws for college athletes. And Charles Barkley heard the interview with Charlie Baker. And this is what Charles Barkley had to say in response when they turned back to them on the set.
Did he say we're going to ask the politicians to help us? See, that pisses me off already. Our politicians are awful people. As I talked to Clark earlier, because I asked him about y'all conversation, I would ask to go to people who actually care about basketball, not looking at it just themselves. I would put a committee together. I would love for Clark to be on the committee, get some coaches, get some players, and let's try to work this thing out. We can't ask these politicians nothing. Those people are awful people, Democrats and Republicans. They're all crooks.
Oh, tell me how you really feel. Well, what's the NCAA? Are they any different? I mean, one of the reasons that there's a massive issue right now is because they've been stealing from the college athletes for years. Hey, we'll give you a college degree, though. We won't give you anything else, but we'll give you a degree. Yep, so there's a lot of people in positions of power who ain't nothing but crooks. So, Charles Barkley has a point, but what difference does it make? The guy running the NCAA, former politician, what else can you expect? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler before we roll the hell up on out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Truly want to call you the EF Hutton of the sports radio. You're just so good to your fans. You're the most knowledgeable man I've ever heard in a long, long, long time. You don't put other teams down. Just smooth and cool. And I just had to call up and tell you that. And it's a real privilege and an honor to listen to your show. I just can't thank you enough for being who you are and the way you approach your job.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, so many nice things said in one statement. I mean, sheesh. I mean, goodness. I tell you when somebody sucks, though. I do. I am not ashamed. I just say what's on my mind. You guys get the closest version of what's on my mind. You get the sanitized version for the radio. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. I'm leaving here in a few minutes. Ryan Hickey's coming through at the top of the hour. And so if you got something to say to me, get it off your chest now, okay? Polite things. I got no time to argue with nobody. We have talked about fairy tales and March Madness and the Elite Eight. We done talked about it all. Shep, did we miss anything tonight? Nothing, right? Nothing.
I don't think we missed a damn thing.
We got so much to – we got things that we have to talk about next week. Things have been so nuts with college basketball. We haven't talked about Lamar Jackson and his I don't know what you call it.
Memo?
Yeah, he got a memo from the NFL. Yep. Oh, the NFL sent a memo to the teams, hey, Lamar Jackson don't have an agent. You got to talk to him. There's a guy allegedly running around on behalf of Lamar, allegedly. Lamar's like, nah, that's not happening. So we'll get into that. Oh, yeah, by the way, Ben Simmons. This man has like a nerve issue in his back. He's going to go. I hope not. But he is on his way. Let me put it that way. Ben Simmons is on his way to being one of the most question mark ass stories that the NBA has ever seen.
It did make three All-Star teams, though.
Well, that's why question mark.
Right. He's not making another one.
Well, I hope he can.
Oh, no. That's done.
Never?
I don't know if he's in the NBA in a couple years from now.
Do you think he cares? Hey, wait a minute. Wasn't he dating the same Kardashian that Devin Booker was dating at one point?
So that's not a Kardashian. That's a Jenner. And I don't know why I know this.
Same fan. What's the difference? They got the same mama, right?
They do have the same.
Oh, I'm sorry. Robert yes. Kardashian and.
Yes.
And, uh-oh.
So they have a different dad.
Wait a minute.
Dad.
Whoa, yeah. Wait. The last name is Jenner. We got to get this right.
Correct.
Caitlin.
Correct.
Okay. But when they were born, he was Bruce.
Yes.
Okay. I just needed to make that clear. Maybe to myself. I just need to make. So they don't fall in. Well, the mom has the Kardashian name, right?
Yeah. Chris Kardashian.
Right. So the whole clan of daughters, they aren't collectively known more so as the Kardashians?
No. Kylie and
Jenner.
Yeah, and Kendall are very much considered Jenners. Like, no one considers them.
Oh.
Even though yeah. That's how they gain fame, by being on that reality show or whatever you want to call it.
They gain fame because Kim Kardashian was in the video
with RJ, I think, right?
No, Ray J.
Ray J, okay, excuse
Brandy's
me.
Brandy's brother.
Right, but, and then, yeah. You know, I was rooting for her and Reggie Bush, speaking of which, that never worked out.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
But no one considers them, I don't know why I know this.
No.
But no one considers them Kardashians. Wait. Yeah.
But Ben Simmons and Devin Booker at one point dated the same Jenner.
And one person's game has fallen off the face of the earth, and one person continues to be one of the best shooting guards on planet Earth.
But now, isn't she's dating like another athlete now?
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Kylie Jenner?
So Kendall's the Jenner you're referring to. Kylie's a mom.
With the guy from Houston, the musician. I know who it is.
Maybe. She's like the most. She might be one of the most followed people on Instagram on planet Earth.
Oh, Kendall Jenner's with Bad Bunny.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Bad Bunny?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. A Puerto Rican musician? Oh, my God. He's one of the biggest musicians on Earth.
What?
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny's not one of the biggest musicians on planet Earth.
Oh, yes, he is. No. What? Okay.
Never heard of Bad Bunny, JR.
Bad Bunny is his records are crazy. He's amazing. He's an ex. I love his music. But anyway, Kendall Jenner went from two basketball players, and now she's with Bad Bunny. Hey, Shep, I mean, Bad Bunny is bigger than Devin Booker and Ben Simmons combined.
Bigger than Ben Simmons. I don't know about Devin Booker. Devin Booker, he is. The guy scored 70
Booker,
points at 20 years old. I don't know if
he's bigger than Booker. Devin Booker is a speck on planet Earth in comparison to Bad Bunny.
JR, if you pulled half the people that work at CBS Sports Radio, they've never heard of Bad Bunny. I'm positive about that.
I'm not talking about CBS. I'm talking about, I said Earth.
Earth, right.
Devin Booker on planet Earth.
Yes.
Is a speck on planet Earth.
Compared to Bad Bunny?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Bad Bunny pulled up to a gas station and just did an impromptu concert, and they had to call out XYZ to control the people there.
Okay.
Bad Bunny is one of the top musicians today, right now, on planet Earth. You can pull up some Bad Bunny. Well, don't do that because it's the language.
I was going to put you in that position.
Yeah, don't do that. Bad Bunny is the man. He's the man shot. Sorry. Not Devin Booker. I guess this was, what's her name, Kendall?
Kendall Jenner, correct.
Yeah, she's going to another stratosphere with Bad Bunny. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Michael, he's here from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good to hear from you guys. Just first off, great little spiel right there about the whole Kendall Jenner Bruce thing. But Xavier
Caitlin. Yes.
But Xavier tonight, 9-for-33 in the first half. How do you expect to win a game if you can't shoot that well?
You don't. That's why they lost.
I mean, worst game I've ever seen.
Well, did you see Alabama shoot today? They were worse.
I was working during that game, so it was really hard to watch that game. But I caught the last little glimpse of Xavier in the first half, and I was like, this is just – I mean, Texas is big down low. I mean, do I see him going all the way? I got either them or maybe even Connecticut, I think, taking it all this year.
Oh, wow.
Hope you guys have a good night, though, but appreciate
Thank you,
the
Mike.
Call.
Okay. Enjoy the weekend, man. Enjoy the games, okay? Make that money.
Thank you, sir. Hopefully I need – well, Xavier killed me on my parlay, that's for sure.
I'm sorry about that. Hey, good luck. Good luck, Mike. Sorry about that. I don't like when people lose money. I hate it. You lose money, you don't always come back. Curtis is calling from the D. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Curtis?
Hey, how are you? I've been watching college basketball for years now, and I've never seen these no-name teams make it to the Final Eight like it is now. And I'm wondering if the Porter transfers have a lot to do with that. And yeah. I was just curious what you think. Back in the day, can you imagine if the Porter transfer was back in the day when Larry Bird was playing? All he needed was one or two guys to play with him. And I think he'd have been that national championship. He might have beat Magic because he had nobody but himself.
I want to answer you.
Yep.
We talked about that a little bit earlier on in the show. How there's so much more parity in college basketball right now because of the movement. And I don't think we'll see a lot of these blue blood schools who will dominate for 10 or 20 years. I think those days are over. You'll have a team who maybe, like what we have right now with Gonzaga and Mark Few. You'll go on a run, but the pure dominance of, this head coach will be here for 1 million years, and this system will be here in the Bay. No, them days are over. So, yeah, a lot of that has to do with the transfer portal. You had another question, please, quickly.
Oh, no. But if this thing was going on back in the day, I could think of one player that would, and that would be Larry Bird. Can you imagine that team if he had just had one or two guys to play with him?
Well, I can say that for a lot of places, Curtis. I agree with you, man. Jerry is calling from Washington, D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, man, it's good to hear from you again. Look here, I'm 60. Bad Bunny is one of my guys. We listen to him here in Washington, D.C. on a radio station called El Zol. How do they not know about Bad Bunny? Something's wrong with this picture. JR.
They? What you mean they? He's right here. His name is Shep. He's not a they. He's one per. Hey, Shep, do you identify as they? People. No, right?
I identify as he, but Jerry, I don't mind someone calling me they. That's okay. But you know what? Listen, live and learn.
No. Let's get the pronoun. Whoa, right. Let's get the pronouns correct now. This is 2023.
I apologize. Look here, man. Bad Bunny is the baddest thing going on right now. Him, Mark Anthony. Look, man.
Mark Anthony, I know. But I know Mark Anthony more because of his failed marriage to J-Lo.
Oh, see, you know all the negativity. You don't know the prosperity.
No, hey, he was part of the Simon Cowell. What was that musical talented show they did? It wasn't The Voice. You guys know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. I haven't listened to Mark Anthony in 20 years. I don't know.
Gotcha.
Well, hey, look here, JR. Listen to Mark Anthony. Listen to Zona de Gente. Listen to Bad Bunny. We got this. Man, it is beautiful. Once y'all listen to it,
I just said I listen to Bad Bunny. What are you telling me to listen? That's Shep, not me.
Okay. Well, tell your man, he got to listen, man. It's beautiful. Hey, bonita música. Hey, it's beautiful, man. You got to learn. You got to listen. And I'm saying, hey, buenas noches, Dios te bendiga.
Hasta luego. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah, he's very passionate about Bad Bunny. Everybody loves Bad Bunny.
Except for half the world that's never heard of Bad Bunny. But other than that.
I don't know. I think there's a good portion of the world that he's really... I don't know. Like, I don't know K-pop stars.
See, but Jerry, I didn't want to do this. I wanted to be respectful to Jerry because he seems like a nice man and older than both of us.
Here we go.
But does he know who Anthony Blinken is?
Anthony Blinken?
Yeah.
Who the hell? Who that?
Oh, that's the Secretary of State.
I don't know.
So
Blinken?
So my point is, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I try to pay attention to things that
Colin Powell.
Oh, I mean, he's one of the all-time great Secretary of States.
Yeah.
And he should have been for two terms, in my opinion. But my point is, JR, it's important to pay attention to who is behind policy in our world. And that's what I like to pay attention to outside of sports. But he can't fault me for not knowing Big Bunny. Most people who watch...
No, it's not Big Bunny.
What's his name?
Bad Bunny.
Well, that's just a silly name.
He said he
his
had
name
an
is
explanation.
Bad Bunny, and he expects to be taken seriously?
He had a name. Oh, he's taken seriously.
Okay.
He's called Bad Bunny because bunnies are cute like him, but
right.
He's bad. He explained it on James Corden. Is that the guy's name?
Oh, another great human being, James Corden. My God, the epitome of humanization.
Bad Bunny did, what is it, driving through cars? What is it?
Carpool karaoke he does.
Yeah, he did it with Bad Bunny.
By the way, you know he's one of the biggest jerks, and this is allegedly, but this is my opinion. He's one of the biggest jerks in all the show business, James Corden.
I never met him.
You're better off.
Where's he from? He's not American, right?
He's from England.
I love England.
So do I. Not James Corden, though.
Well, I never met the guy. Maybe he is a jerk. If he's a jerk, then screw him. I don't care. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Shep, you're going to be back when? Tell everybody when.
Yeah, Sunday, 2 a.m. Eastern Time to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Can't wait, JR.
Yeah, we'll be back together. 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, Monday night. Don't move. Ryan Hickey's coming up next. Enjoy the basketball. Thank you, Shep.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount Plus.
I'm JR of CBS Sports Radio, and I want to introduce you to a new podcast titled Agents of Inclusion, brought to you by Special Olympics, Odyssey, and JR Sport Brief Productions. Every Wednesday, we'll be speaking with a different Special Olympics athlete to share their stories of perseverance, accomplishment, and path towards inclusion. We don't want you to just listen. We want you to become an active agent of inclusion as well. Special Olympics, Agents of Inclusion, find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know, crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me, bet for free.